This is something very interesting out of the University of Waterloo. Researchers saying that there needs to be an increase in funding for enforceable standards for flood risk standards and management. A study finding that there's a perceived leadership on climate adaptation at the federal and provincial levels, and says that governments need to work together to inform communities about risks and preparedness. A study also finding that homeowners don't take part in programs that are offered to reduce their flooding risks and may not even know if they are at risk or not. Shauna Peddle is the director, Partners for Action, Faculty of Environment at the University of Waterloo, joins us on the show to talk about this. Good morning to you. Thanks so much.
Good morning.
So this is, when we were reading over this, it's a little scary, to be honest with you, when I was reading over the release and just kind of thinking about this. First of all, let's talk about Partners for Action and what exactly it is that, what's the mandate here to assess the risks when it comes to flooding?
It is. So we are working out of the Faculty of Environment, University of Waterloo, as you mentioned. Our initial funding came from the insurance industry, so from the Cooperators and Farm Mutual Reinsurance Plan, which are both very active in Kitchener and Waterloo. And our mandate is to bring researchers together, to bring people together to understand what's our flood risk and to get people talking about it. Because I believe that across the country, we really don't know what flood is, what it could do. We occasionally see a massive flooding event on TV like Calgary, and everybody starts talking about it for a week or two, but then it fades from memory again. So to get people thinking about what they can do, first of all, are you even at risk? Because some people are and some people aren't. But if you are, what can you do about it?
Mm-hmm. So, what you're very critical of, or this, I should say, this research points to or shows, is that there needs to be more cooperation between the federal government and the provinces, because right now it's the municipalities that are kind of left on their own to come up with plans. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Our municipalities are working incredibly hard. They're at the front lines. So they're working in climate adaptation. They're the ones who are trying to understand where's the vulnerable places in our communities? Where could we have problems? Where do we not? They are trying to work really hard with their conservation authorities as well. So those two groups are working very well together, collaboratively in planning and managing flood. Where the problem falls is the provincial government and the federal governments. There's not a lot of coordination. There's not a lot of guidance. And there's not a lot of direction on the science and what we need to do. Our climate is changing, but also the way that we develop in our communities and the way that we live in our homes is also changing. So all of these things are coming together so that when something does happen, it's costing us far more.
Mm.
Our federal government is saying it's going to cost us $12 billion over the next 6 years to recover from flood events in the country.
Okay.
That's $12 billion that's coming out of healthcare and coming out of other spending that's beneficial to everybody. So how can we work together to reduce that amount of money?
Mm. And how are you suggesting or that the federal government help out with that? Is funding the provinces to be able to fund municipalities? I mean, how...
Well, the federal government right now is giving a lot of money to the Federation of Canadian Municipalities to help them to fund infrastructure projects, building green infrastructure and gray infrastructure like pipes as well. So there is already a forward direction on that. I think at the federal level, we have a government who's finally thinking about this stuff, who climate change is being talked about, ways for our communities to prepare for these events is finally being focused on. So I think we're at the right time for this. So giving money for infrastructure is one way. Giving more money for our communities to be able to understand their risks and assess them and prioritize their investments is also a major thing.
And also to tell the people, right? Because I think that's a big portion of this. I mean, it's one thing that, perhaps municipalities understand and the people that they're working with understand. But, I mean, the average person living in KW or in Waterloo region in this part of the province, let's talk about that for a few moments, if you don't mind. Are there risks here of flooding? And if so, do you think people understand the risks?
I think every municipality has a risk. We've identified that every municipality we spoke to, this is definitely on their mind. Flood is something that our rainfall is becoming more intense. Our municipalities were developing in places where we wouldn't have before. And so there is definitely a risk to every community. Just because you don't live on water doesn't mean you're not at risk. Your sewer could back up into your basement. We could have one of those really intense rainfalls like they had in Hamilton a couple of years ago, where people up on Hamilton Mountain were flooded, but people down in the valleys weren't. So things are changing, and I think that every community has some degree of risk. What's very interesting, and what we keep finding out from other surveys that we're doing as well, is that people, if they're in a risk zone, they don't know. So how do we get to people and say to them, you need to identify what your risk is? Go talk to your municipality. Go talk to your authority. Most of our towns have really good websites where you can go and find out if you live near, if you're in a floodplain, if you're in an area that's susceptible to flooding.
And what are municipalities at this particular point in time doing about places that are at risk of flooding?
They are trying to prioritize their infrastructure. So where do we need to upgrade our pipes? But they're also doing things at the homeowner level as well. So a lot of our towns, including both Kitchener and Waterloo, have really good incentive programs for rain barrels and rain gardens, and also for things like sump pumps and the backwater valves that you can install right in your basement, that if something happens and water is coming in to your home through those pipes, a little valve drops down and protects your basement. Very simple, very easy to install, and something that your municipality will pay you to do. So I think that that's something that we need to get that message out, because those incentives aren't being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And I think it's because people don't know they're at risk. They don't understand it. So why would they bother doing something that would help them if they don't even know it's a problem?
Yeah. And I think you just hit the nail on the head there. I mean, how many people are aware of that? That's a great question. Also, I mean, apart from that, I mean, the average person, the average homeowner, is there anything else that people should know about or that they can do to protect themselves from floods?
Our basements are very different. So when I was a kid, we had a basement flood, and it was about 3 feet of water. But all that was down there was our furnace and washer and dryer. Our basements now are very different. So now we have complete stereo systems and entertainment systems and furniture and carpet and things that are very, very valuable to us. People can think about what they can do in their own homes. So you can keep your valuables upstairs. If you keep your wedding dress and your photos in the basement, move them up to another level of your home. Get the things out of that basement that could potentially be destroyed in an event. Also, understand about disaster preparedness of all kinds. So it doesn't matter if it's a flood or an ice storm or a power outage. You should have a disaster kit, an emergency kit that will keep you and your family going for about 3 days. That's food, water, also medications. The things that you would need if you couldn't get out of your house for a few days. So have a plan in place as well as to who you would talk to and reach out to in your community. Is there a senior on your street that would need help? Where would your kids be? Would they be at school? How could you get them out, and how could you get your family back together? So it's about thinking about prepared. Not to scare people. That's not at all what I want to do. But I want to get them thinking about what very, very easy things they can do to help to reduce this risk.
Yeah, and I certainly don't think it's about scaring people. If anything, it's about education, right? And sometimes the reality of certain situations can be a little bit scary, but the more education that people have, the better they'll be off. In terms of, for example, the fact that Canadians, don't really know if they're at risk, they don't really know about some of the things that are available to them through the municipality. I mean, those are things, there's a reason for that. And I wonder what the reason is. Is it just a lack of communication? Is it people not thinking about it and not asking about it? I mean, who is it on to make sure that people understand what the risks are and what's available to them, right? I mean, I think that's the question. Where does that responsibility fall?
I think it falls on the municipalities to get the word out. I think that right now, going forward, our insurance industry in Ontario, we now have insurers, including the cooperators, that offer comprehensive water coverage across the province. It's up to them to get that message out. It's up to groups like mine to get the message out. So do I put notices on buses? Do I put notices in the mall?
No, you come on talk shows.
Yeah, go on talk shows.
Yeah.
So there are ways for us to get that message out. And one thing we're doing right now, we have a very good partnership with the City of Kitchener, with Reap Green Solutions and Green Communities Canada. It's a rain-ready neighborhoods project. So we're working in two communities in Kitchener, Mount Hope and Lakeside, and we're helping them to find the support that they need to be able to beautify their neighborhoods through landscaping, but also reduce their flood risk. So we have a contest going on right now in those two communities where people can win $10,000 worth of landscaping for floodproofing.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how we get this message out, is neighbors talking to neighbors and groups talking to groups. So it can't come from the federal government. It has to be more grassroots than that. It has to be you talking to your neighbors about what you can do. And this Rain Ready Neighborhoods program is a perfect example of that.
Yeah. I'll never forget one of the first times on air on this station, one of my first shows, I was filling in for someone at the time, and we had an entire show booked. And wouldn't you know, it was in the afternoon, and we had a huge downpour in Kitchener where, I mean, you likely remember Fairway and Fairview Park Mall. Essentially, the entire parking lot flooded, and people weren't moving. I mean, you know, people were having fun with it. They were out in, you know, they had canoes, so they were out in the middle of the parking lot, right, in their canoes. But I don't remember that because we just ditched the whole show. We opened up the phone lines, and it was going nuts. But I think you know, what this comes down to as well is people saying, this is, I mean, what this comes down to is being prepared. And Are we overly good at that? I mean, I think that's part of it, right? I mean, I talk to the fire department on my show, and they say, well, who practices fire drills at their house, right? I mean, how many people know and do that on a daily basis or on a monthly or what have you, you know, annual basis? Not many people, right? I think it comes down to us wanting to be prepared for this as well.
Do you know who is prepared and who practices these things on a regular basis?
Yourself?
It's cool kids.
Little, who's
not
that?
Me. I do now. But school kids.
Yeah.
I think that there's an opportunity. I know that my kids, they're in the Wellington District School Board, and they are practicing fire drills, tornado drills. They know this stuff. They're coming home to me and saying, we need to make a family exit plan if a fire happens. We need to get a ladder. You know, so I think that that's the way to go here. Our kids are the ones that are most open to this. I think we have so many competing priorities as adults, and so many things that are trying to take our attention, that we have to find a way to get into our communities and actually get that message out. And it doesn't have to be a complicated message.
Well, it's good to have some facts in front of us. So thanks for doing this. Really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.